This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I suspect that's not the only call we're going to get where people are lambasting or criticizing because we've now, you know, got a partnership with the Libertarian Party. But I think it deserves a little bit more discussion. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I'm a critic of the Libertarian Party. It doesn't mean I hate the Libertarian Party. It doesn't mean that I wish bad things to happen to the Libertarian Party. I'd like to see them get back to their principle. I'd like to see them advocating for the ideas of liberty on a national level. That's what I'd like to see. Mark, when you were talking with the LP and Nick about this sponsorship, you came to me and Daryl and, you know, asked if we felt right about promoting the LP. So it wasn't as
I came several times during steps along the way to ask that question, and there was never a hesitation from what I can tell on your guys' part. Now, I'm the only one here who hasn't really been involved in the Libertarian Party very much.
Well, there was a hesitation on my part, and that is that I'm not a member of the National Libertarian Party.
But you are a member of the state party.
I am a member of the state party, and I have certainly been more critical of the National LP, although there's plenty of things to critique about the state party. People aren't as interested in that. So I hesitated on that basis, but you know, the fact is people listening to Free Talk Live don't all agree with Ian, and they don't all agree with Mark. And, you know, the other hosts that we have on, some people, you know, disagree with both of us. Some people agree with one of us some of the time and the other of the time or whatever. And so just because I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party at the national level doesn't mean that there aren't people out there who are not interested, right? Like there are people listening to us who would see that as a solution and should have that as a solution, especially if you're not moving to New Hampshire. What else you got? Really?
Well, the thing that I like about the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party, is they provide me with a presidential candidate that is less distasteful than the other candidates. It's somebody that I can, you know, I can go to the polls, I can vote, because I'm probably going to go to the polls and vote for other more local stuff, mm-hmm. So I might as well check a box, right? And I couldn't check the box this go-around for Trump or Clinton. It's been quite a few years since I've been sort of able to, choose willingly to check a box for the old parties, as Nick refers to them. And the Libertarians give me a better option.
So you can share your thoughts with us here. Feel free to call us out. Whatever you want to do, we're here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And no, the Libertarian Party has not bought my vote. I'm still voting Daryl W. Perry, man. I was out there at the Bill Weld event today with my Daryl W. Perry campaign sign, as a matter of fact. So, again, video of that is still to come here.
I was able to get some yard signs for Gary Johnson, and I was delighted to do that. Where else was I going to get them? And there they were, handed to me, put them up.
The real value is actually getting to meet a longtime listener who actually called in tonight with a question for Nick, who'd been listening to Free Talk Live since we were down in Florida.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear those folks.
And now, he said 3 years ago, he moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and he and his family have been loving it, living up in the Lebanon area of New Hampshire. So
Very cool. The Free State Project is truly Free Talk Live's greatest achievement from an advertising or marketing standpoint. Mm. This is an organization who we've been promoting for many, many years. We've stopped now, but we used to do it, and basically as internal politics, but we're essentially promoting the Shire Society, which proposes the same thing, move to New Hampshire. And what you're able to see there is that long-term, consistent advertising has the ability to not just get people to buy a product, because the commitment of moving to picking up your family and moving to a state is
That's so much greater.
Yeah. Than something like buying a Tesla, right? Like, right. You can buy a Tesla, and it's far less of a commitment than picking up your life and your family and selling houses and kissing the relatives goodbye and moving to another state. That's
a
big
commitment. Huge commitment.
And the amount of people, Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, claims that Free Talk Live is responsible for, at minimum, 5,000 out of the 20,000 people who signed the statement of intent. Considering there are already 5,000 when we started, that means that basically a third of the signups to the Free State Project after Free Talk Live began to promote it are because of Free Talk Live. And I don't know how many of those people have picked up their lives and moved, but I can tell you many of the most active people in the Free State Project are here because of Free Talk Live.
It's true.
Now,
even if they hate me
now. Whether or not they still speak to Ian is something entirely different. He's a different person on the radio than he is in real life.
Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. We got David on the line in New Mexico via Skype. Hello, David.
Good evening. Great minds think alike. I'm sure plenty of people have had the same thoughts, but like 30 years ago, it occurred to me that I was living in Minnesota and South Dakota, and then over in Wyoming, we're talking populations, 200,000, 300,000. It occurred to me that you could just simply put out the word and get people to move to one of those states, and then you could pretty much run the politics the way that you want to, assuming you all agreed on how things should be. So, more power to you. Congratulations.
Thanks. One thing I've noticed, though, is libertarians tend not to agree very much on a lot of things. But overall, they want to go in the same general direction. And so it has been very valuable to concentrate our activism in one place.
Yeah, well, applying math to that, libertarian is a subset of humans, and humans don't agree with one another. So there you
That's
go.
That's correct.
I had called to talk to your guest, and his time is up, but I might as well just pitch what I would have pitched to him.
Okay, sure.
And I can do it in a slightly more relaxed pace since we're not in the final minutes of his appearance. But let me give you some quick bullet points. The question at the end to him was a platform question, so it'll be a platform question. And the bullet points in advance, so that the person can know the context of the platform question, are this. One, he was a lawyer, so he would understand. Two, my credibility is that I, as a pro se representing, I represent myself, but I did manage to, because of my skills as pro se, finagle a court-appointed attorney to handle an appeal. The appeal of the adoption of my children to another man, that happened. It was ordered by a lower court judge. I overturned it. I won a unanimous decision at the Court of Appeals. That's my legal credibility, that this isn't just all BS. And three, I live in New Mexico, and I am considering voting for Gary Johnson this year. In his previous presidential run, I did question him twice on the radio, and like every politician, he was not able to answer simple questions on constitutional law and fundamental rights that do already exist in higher law and Supreme Court decisions regarding parents and children and our rights like that, and things even more broad than just parents and children and grandparents and families. Things that were like unreasonable search and seizure would be a question. Jury trial is a question. Due process. So these are generic.
But a lot of these things don't really have to do with a president. I mean, a president doesn't have effect. These are judicial things, right?
No, they absolutely. Well, if the president doesn't have power to influence judicial things, then why is the president the most powerful man in the world? Of course, the president has power to influence stuff
like
this. Well,
I'm not claiming that he doesn't have power to influence it, but I mean, it's. I guess the president's supposed to be the commander in chief.
So what's the question that you were?
But also, remember, we're not just talking. The question actually isn't about the president. The question is to the Libertarian Party platform.
And what is it?
So, the question is, so what in your platform and what is your platform regarding the current day situation where you have tens to hundreds of thousands of my demographic, which are parents and grandparents who are cut off from their children, literally illegally. If you look at the higher law of
it's an excellent question. And the LP does have its platform. And I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were calling to talk to Nick. He was on Skype, and we can't easily conference those calls together. But I would recommend going to lp.org/FTL and then starting your search and read the platform. It's right there somewhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
Use mine today.
That's right. I saw you use it. JAXX.io. We were out at local Burger here in Keene and taking a local radio general manager out to some lunch to talk about Bitcoin because we're actually going to be buying advertising for Bitcoin on the local radio station, one of the local radio stations here in Keene. And so we wanted to kind of show off to her what it was like to use it in real life, and you use your Jax wallet for that. JAXX.io or your favorite app store for Google or Apple. There's no wallet like Jax. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and I don't know if you heard about this, Mark, but they just added Litecoin and the new REP tokens from Augur. That's kind of a new thing.
I've heard of Augur.
You heard about Augur? It's like a betting system, basically. Yeah. You can kind of bet on things that are going to happen in the future, like who's going to win the election or sports game or something like that. So anyway, that's now as a part of Jax. And more currencies are coming. There's also Shapeshift integration. That means you can easily change between currencies, meaning if you've got Bitcoin but you want to get some of these new REP tokens or Ether or something like that, you can easily shift from one to the next there right in the app. Jax.io is where you can go to get it. Anthony DiOrio is the creator of it. He's also one of the founders of Ethereum. And it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. So as long as you get your backup phrase, you're good to go if your phone falls in a lake or wherever. Jax is also striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. We go to the phones. Mark, Ralph or Sarah first?
Oh, Ralph.
See, I would have probably picked Sarah. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
You know, all this chip chat and all this, you know, bogus claim about me being a racist. Let me make my statement, then I have a question for you.
Okay, sure.
Obviously, you are not understanding what I'm trying to say when I say Planet of the Apes, as it applies vis-a-vis the blacks, okay? Let me emphasize that word, the blacks. And then Obama, too, okay? Art imitates life, life imitates art. You probably heard that phrase before.
I have, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, that being said, you tell me, what's the difference between what's going on currently in present-day Baltimore, Maryland, okay, and, you know, the movie Planet of the Apes? What is the difference?
Well, what is going on in Baltimore, Maryland? I don't know.
Planet of the Apes is a dystopian future.
These subhuman savages, animals, devlocks, are creating all sorts of mayhem, chaos, you know.
See, when you say something like the blacks, it sounds like you're talking about
animals, the blacks.
It sounds like you're talking about all black people.
Absolutely. And I do have
that's
a question.
What makes you sound like a racist? I mean, when you liken black people to chimpanzees, apes, monkeys, or whatever, that is.
The one that doesn't meet the standard of, you know, integrity and character, those are the animal ones as far as I'm concerned. Now I have a question for you.
Okay, now you're breaking it down and you're being more specific, saying the ones that don't meet your standards of character. But when you say the blacks, you're not giving that level of understanding. You're not, you know, giving that level of explanation.
I had a question for you. Blacks are a marginal presence in this country, but oh, the enormous, you know, a horror and trouble and
drag
that they bring. They are a marginal presence in this country, but they bring about trouble, mayhem, chaos, disorder, you name it. You know, every day in every way. Now, my question to you is to Paul. You can choose. Sarah can answer this question too, okay? Would you prefer a day without blacks in this country, or would you live under a black majority? Which one would it be?
That's a false choice.
Prefer a day without blacks or under a black majority?
Or live under a black majority?
Prefer is to never discuss race again.
Good.
I mean, that's really what I want.
Tell that to El Negro Animal.
Thank you, Ralph, for the call. Oh, man.
I can't. He hasn't called in. We did have George Bush call in one time, but Barack Obama has not called in, so I can't tell him.
Well,
and it wouldn't be the thing that I would bring up with him anyway.
Didn't George Bush want to, like, give away ponies or something like
that? Yeah, he called in and wanted to propose giving away ponies.
That was, like, pre-Vermin Supreme, wasn't it? Do you think Vermin Supreme borrowed that from George
Bush? He probably listened to Free Talk Live and heard it right there.
Yeah, I, you know, just the way the guy talks, it makes him sound like a racist. And then, you know, he tries to sound like he's not, but even when he tries to sound like he's not, he still sounds like a racist.
Well, my experience is it's kind of out of vogue to be a racist, so you have to couch it in certain terms. And, I mean, you know, there's these terms, they call them dog whistles, right? Now, I tend to be skeptical of dog whistles, but one of them that I tend to believe in is this sort of Planet of the Apes. These animals, the first thing that it takes to do horrible things to people is to first dehumanize them.
Yes, and to group them all together as though they're exactly the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that...
Those Japs.
Those people, they are less than us, and therefore anything you want to do to them is acceptable. And that's what's scary. There's a story out that I really couldn't bring up because it doesn't have a lot of currency in the libertarian world here. But I've got a story today from about a special needs boy who was 10 years old who was set on fire by a group of three other boys, 9, 10, and 11, by being doused in gasoline and set on fire. The only way that those boys could come to that conclusion. And it's, you're looking at the very very much the id, the animal that is human. When you're talking about, you know, really young people, they haven't had the socialization process that the rest of us have had. The only way that these young men, these boys, could come to the conclusion that it was acceptable to set this kid on fire was they first had to dehumanize them in their mind. And this is a special needs boy, doesn't communicate as well as the rest of us and that sort of thing. That's how they were able to do that. That's how they were able to do this atrocious act that I can't figure out how, you know, what justice looks like in this situation. I don't know. But it's an atrocious act, but the first atrocious act was the dehumanization that came first.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
Interesting fact, though, white people have a percentage of Neanderthal. They are less human than blacks, who have none. Some of them do have, you know, Western Africans, and that's mostly what's here in the United States.
Wouldn't that make white people more like apes?
No. Neanderthals are not very ape-like. No. They're, you know, you're talking about the old understanding of Neanderthals.
I remember seeing the chart where there's like a monkey and then there's a man. There's a Neanderthal somewhere in there, right?
Well, I don't know what they were trying to, you know, portray.
Some sort of evolution thing,
in
I guess.
Missing link. But there's another sort of branch of the hominids that West Africans tend to have some of, and I can't remember, it begins with D. I don't know.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can bring up anything you like. 855-450-3733. Will continue. And by the way, we haven't had a chance at all yet to check out the story about the emails, and they were just released this evening, it appears. So I'm sure the news media and others are pouring over them as the night goes on. So we should probably have something pretty juicy by tomorrow night's show. But if you've got something fresh, dial in and join us here.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartavite. Cartavite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartavite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450. Free.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Join us here live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Now, doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health?
I can tell you when I was in prison for a certain amount of time, there were some people who would show up to the sick call, the clinic, in order to basically get out of work.
Yeah, sure.
Essentially, they were incentivized by giving away free medical care that could get you out of work. They were incentivizing illness.
Well, there's a free market health care company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. As we go to Sarah listening in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that, Mrs. Obama... made a visit to one of the native Pueblos and gave a very encouraging speech for the young people to go into college. So I was very impressed that she took the time to come out and reach out to the communities.
Yeah, that doesn't impress me that somebody is promoting college, because for a lot of the young people who go to college, now I don't think that you went to college, did you, Sarah?
No, not really. I took some college courses in high school, but remember, I got put in the mental hospital when I was 18, and after that, that was it.
A lot of people who go to college end up in severe debt. Just a crippling amount of debt that they won't ever get out of, or, you know, for many, many years won't get out of. And that actually hurts them, in my opinion, in the long run. So to have somebody going out and pimping college to young people, I think is irresponsible.
I want to see young people be successful, but I don't know that more people in college necessarily means more success for the United States.
My whole point was that, you know, it turns out like the President Obama has been reaching out to the native communities, and he's been trying to save their sacred lands and all sorts of other stuff, you know?
You know, if he actually cared about the Native Americans, he would go ahead and advocate for setting them free and giving them their own nations and getting the Bureau of Land Management, or no, it's the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the hell out of those people's lives. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If Obama doesn't do that, he doesn't care.
That's what politicians want to do. They want you to believe that it's good that they're willing to go talk to this group or that group, that they care about you because they're willing to speak there. The fact is they'll go anywhere that you know, there's a few people gathered together, especially ones that'll give money or votes or that sort of thing. I mean, this is what this is about. Are you telling me that Republicans haven't gone and spoken to Native Americans of some sort? I mean,
certainly they have. There are Native Americans who are Republicans,
right? It's ridiculous. So, I mean, this isn't a good reason to vote for Democrats or Republicans. It's not a good reason to vote for anybody, because they'll come and say, hey, get out there and do a good job in life.
Let's talk to Ricky. He is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Brother Ian. Brother Mark. Good evening.
What's on your mind, Ricky? Go ahead.
Well, I have a lot of things on my
mind.
Pick
one.
But ain't gonna happen
one.
Tonight, because I'm sitting here. What's that?
Just one. Pick one.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
It wasn't what I was going to call in. See, I call in here. I was having a little difficulty. It's all good. And I hear somebody cackling. Now, wait a minute. Let me see here. I think I can put an end to all of this. Because this guy doesn't understand, so I'm going to explain it to him. Because he doesn't get it. Now, Ralph, if you're still listening to your radio, listen very, very carefully. Last time we had our duel, I shot you in the abdomen. Very few people disagree with that, except you. Now, I'm going to explain how this works.
Actually, about half and half. So not very few, but about half of the respondents said you had won.
You do count.
No. We're talking about our listeners. We asked, Daryl W. Perry asked our listeners who won the duel, and it was evenly divided in the respondents. So no.
That being said, I can fix this. Because, you see, Hamilton himself, he died without honor. That's better than if he were to live without honor. See, Ralph, he calls in again. He thinks that he's a winner. Now, I'm going to explain why he's not.
I don't think Ralph is thinking about the duel anymore. Only you are thinking about
it. Well, no, here's the thing. I'm sick of hearing his racist, federalist ass. Plain and simple. Now, here's what I can put a stop to this. Now, you see, the last time was very, very simple. This time, I put it out there. Ralph hasn't accepted my new challenge. Now, if he doesn't accept, he keeps calling in. Now, if you remember that Greg from months ago, there was those two exchanges. He never called in again, because Greg's got more brains than this guy had. Now, here's how this goes. I do believe in the non-aggression principle. Last time,
that's why you're voting for Hillary. Go ahead.
I don't know. It had nothing to do with Hillary. It had to do with this scumbag.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Last time I came with freedom and independence. This time, I put out the challenge, and you know what it is? The reason why I said slavery, because my end is I'm going to challenge him, and he can talk about slavery and to get a cheap shot at Jefferson. I, on the other hand, am going to talk about the true story of slavery from the South and what exactly happened, and up here, what happened in history, and the recent example of it.
That doesn't really sound like a challenge to me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it sounds like you're promising to do something rather than challenging Ralph. And I got to say, I think it's unhealthy to be obsessed over one other person. As
oh, I'm not either.
I love the shot him in the abdomen part. Yeah,
he keeps calling. I don't know who's. I really don't know whose obsession is worse. I mean, Ralph is obsessed with black people, and you're obsessed with Ralph.
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm not.
Your calls have been all about him the last several calls that you've made. Maybe you should think about that, Ricky. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think it could be, I mean, could you imagine just being obsessed over one person to where, I mean, does he only think about him when he's listening to Free Talk Live, or is he also thinking about him when he goes to sleep at night, when he's in the shower, thinking about challenging Ralph in some new way or whatever? I don't know, but I think it's unhealthy.
Don't
think about Ralph. You really shouldn't think.
Yeah, what you should do is if somebody irks you in life, think about them as little as possible.
Right. Think about things that are happy and good, and things that you love, and things that are important to you in a positive way that make you feel good. That's what I would recommend. Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Now, unfortunately, to do a talk radio show, sometimes we have to talk about things that don't feel good, and that is the situation with Ross Ulbricht, the man who is currently in prison for a life sentence for running a website. In the very beginning of the show, we had brought you an update from Wire.com about his case. He's finally got his appeal hearing that happened, I think it was today. It's not real clear. Yeah, no, Thursday morning. So yesterday morning. He was finally in front of a 3-judge panel, and some of the judges said some things that made it sound like that they thought Ross Ulbricht was maybe sentenced too harshly. However, on the other hand, and Ross, by the way, the creator of the Silk Road, the underground drug market, according to Wired, the appellate panel was less sympathetic to the defense arguments that evidence in the trial had been tampered with by two corrupt federal agents, one employed by the DEA and the other by the Secret Service.
Which isn't in dispute. I mean,
no, they're in prison.
Yeah, they're...
The agents, they pled guilty, both of them. The agents stole Bitcoin from the Silk Road, sold law enforcement information to Ulbricht, illegally, of course, and attempted to extort Ulbricht. Quote, how is this material exculpatory, unquote, said Judge Lynch, asking and pointing out that there was no sign that the agents had tampered with information on the server. The prosecution followed up on that point, arguing that none of the evidence in the trial had actually come from the two agents. We'll give you a little bit more here from the Silk Road appeal. If you can share your thoughts, take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to join us. Right now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We're not going to have time for the Kennedy interview with Bill Weld. I do want to play that at some point. She really gives him a grilling. To his favor, he does handle it pretty professionally, as we discussed earlier with Nick Starwark from the Libertarian Party. But we're talking about a much more important story, which is the Silk Road. And Ross Ulbricht, who is not a friend, but I would love to get to know him. I think he's a great guy. I think he's done some amazing work. And ultimately, the Silk Road was probably the most important development to happen to the black market in the history of the black market. I mean, just because the black market has historically been a dangerous place where people can get killed or injured just trying to do business with other people, where people buying drugs can end up dead because of misrepresented batches of product, inconsistent batches of product. I mean, there are all kinds of consequences to having things being sold in the black market. And we know that prohibition drives business into the black market. It drives business from the hands, in the case of drugs, of pharmacists and businessmen.
And into the hands of criminals.
Into the hands of criminals.
Desperate, dangerous people.
Right.
The only thing worse than the war on than drugs is the war on drugs.
Yeah. And so Ross, by creating the Silk Road, which is basically, or was, it's gone now, but it was an open marketplace where buyers and sellers were both anonymous, did amazing things for the black market because it allowed people to buy the drugs they're going to buy anyway in an area of relative safety, because you don't get a gun put to your head and robbed if you are or shot, you know, or by some drive-by or whatever. You know, those things don't happen on the Silk Road because everybody's anonymous. You don't even know the, you know, who the people who are buying from don't even know who their sellers are. The people who are selling don't know who their buyers are. That means that it's a lot harder to get ripped off. People are more likely to be honest with their sales pitches there. Like, if they say they're selling product X, it's likely to actually be product X because they have a reputation, sort of like eBay. You know, sellers have a reputation on eBay. Same thing happened on the Silk Road, where sellers had a reputation they had to worry about. Now, that didn't mean there weren't scammers on there. You know, it's still a black market. There's still some questionable activities. But overall, the level of safety that he brought to the drug business and to the users' side of the business as well is unprecedented and, in my opinion, has really changed everything. Now, of course, there are a bunch of different websites that are doing what the Silk Road had done 5 years ago. I mean, it started in 2011.
Silk Road did?
Yeah. It started in 2011, lasted 2 years, got taken down in October of 2013. And so, it's actually, I think maybe it lasted a little more than 2 years. But yeah, 2011 to maybe early 2011 to late 2013. And so the guy's a hero in my book. He has saved people's lives by creating this. Yes, there are some people who died as a result of overdosing on things that they purchased on the Silk Road. But those people may have intended to overdose. Because when you buy things on the Silk Road, you get what you order, as I understand it, from the research that that I've done. And so you don't accidentally, you know, get a batch of heroin that's 10 times stronger than the last batch that you purchased. If you're a heroin addict, you get a consistent batch from
those dealers.
Much more likely.
It's still the black market to some extent. But I would compare that to gun manufacturers. People die from handguns.
Sure.
That's the purpose of them. Except maybe protecting yourself from bear or mountain lion. That's the purpose of large caliber handguns. And, you know, nobody sues the gun manufacturers.
Right. So
it doesn't work.
There's more here, a little bit more from Wired.com, their summary of what happened in court yesterday with the Silk Road appeal. Now, I don't know if it was just a one-day appeal. I don't know how long appeals last for, if it's just like a one-time hearing and that was that. But according to the story here, the defense protested that they hadn't been allowed to bring forward an expert witness to talk about the possibility that Ulbricht's laptop had been hacked to plant evidence. And Judge Lynch rebutted that point, saying, quote, "The jury didn't know in this day and age that computers can be hacked. Even the NSA gets hacked," he said. No, I don't think the jury knows anything. You don't presume that the jury is aware of anything in a case. You don't just say, well, everybody knows that people can be hacked. No, you've got to point this stuff out to people. People are incredibly ignorant when it comes to computers. They don't know what they're doing. There's still people who probably think that the CD-ROM or DVD drive is a cup holder on their computer. You're looking at me, Mark, and it's true. Like, that's a tech support call that people will get sometimes.
I believe you.
So, no. And especially, you know, the kinds of people that can sit on juries sometimes are some of the most ignorant and obedient of Americans. So, no, I would not presume that. But nonetheless, Ulbricht's defense, according to Andy Greenberg at Wired.com, seems to have more success when it focused on his sentencing, pointing out that life without parole went beyond even the prosecution's request that the judge impose a sentence, quote, substantially above the mandatory minimum, unquote. In fact, the Southern District of New York, where Ulbricht's trial occurred, has a reputation for relatively lenient sentencing, with around 75% of cases receiving less than the federal sentencing guidelines. All of that seems to suggest that if Ulbricht has any chance of a new trial, it may not come from attacking the judicial process or the evidence that convicted him. Instead, his last hope of escaping a lifetime in prison may come from the severity of the sentence itself. Now, I'm no attorney, but is it true that somebody on an appeal can actually have a new trial based on a bad sentence? Couldn't the court just re-sentence him and call it a day?
I don't know the answer to that, Ian.
Because I believe we've seen a case at least once in the past where an appeals court resentenced somebody higher than the sentence that they received.
I don't remember anything about
that. So presumably they could resentence someone lower than the sentence that they received. So I don't know if this court says, well, Mr. Ulbricht, you've received a bad sentence. I don't think that necessarily means that they're going to overturn the entire conviction.
What it would say to me if I was a judge is that the judge was, for whatever reason, biased in the circumstance, and that apparently that means that the person needs a new trial. Remember, we live in a country where, you know, the maxims are that we would prefer to see 10 guilty people go free than one innocent person to go to prison. I mean, that's what... You know, the legal system's based on notions like this. I know that that's not how Americans feel right now. They're like, yeah, throw them all in prison, let God sort them out. But, you know, this idea that an innocent person might be in prison is what the judges should be taking into account here. So,
right.
You know, what's the big deal throwing a less biased judge at Ross Ulbricht at this point? I'd also say that it looks like the Department of Corrections in New York believes that there's something weird going on, too.
The Department of Corrections?
Yeah, they're incarcerating him differently than they're...
Isn't he in federal prison?
Well, fine, federal, but he's being kept in jail. He's being kept in the jail in New York City rather than moved on to federal prison.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Where'd you hear about that?
I was talking to Lynn.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
His mother.
Yeah. Well, I know that the jail here in Cheshire County holds federal prisoners, but I don't know if it's just that they're awaiting trial or whatever. So what you're saying is he's been sentenced, but yet is still in a jail facility in New York rather than a federal prison.
Correct.
Huh. Well, we'll keep you in the loop as we continue to learn more. By the way, if you want to help out Ross, because... this attorney isn't cheap that his family has hired. They're basically in the poorhouse because of this trial. So if you want to help out, you can go to freeross.org. That's freeross.org. And of course, you can contribute via Bitcoin, via PayPal. And I believe, you know, they're happy to take a check if you want to do it the old fashioned way. Go to freeross.org again, and you can help out Ross there. So we'll continue to follow that story. In other news, related news, the State House of New Hampshire Crypto Commission. They have a commission to study cryptocurrency, which was formed last year. That group met this week on Thursday, so yesterday, and it was their last meeting. So they've only had two. They had one last week and one this week. I recorded video of the entire thing. The video has been posted now over at freekeen.com. But the result of the event was that officially the committee will take no position on whether or not further regulation is or is not the right answer. But the temperature in the room was definitely against it. The people who were attending, the liberty activists in the room, the Bitcoiners, all spoke against regulation. The only person who was in favor of it was the regulator, the person from the banking department. And even she made a point to say that Bitcoin vending machines did not qualify for the banking regulations, that businesses who are accepting Bitcoin, that people who are using Bitcoin are not being regulated.
I would like to say that many of the Bitcoin businesses out there, sort of on a worldwide scale, they're just scared as they could possibly be that New Hampshire has even addressed the idea of Bitcoin. And just because a state hasn't addressed it doesn't mean, or has addressed it, doesn't mean that this is, you know, that New Hampshire is against Bitcoin.
Right. In fact,
man up a little bit.
One of the state reps actually said, there's only three reps on the panel. One of the state reps says she's going to sponsor legislation to repeal the one time virtual currencies mentioned in the statutes. So that's good news. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.